Raymond, a okay. banger. You're one of those on a waiting list. Morning to you. Morning, Raymond.
Hello. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So you're waiting from April 2014.
Yes. And I
a year and a half.
Yep. And I've been on the phone this morning. Initially, I was led to understand that the waiting list was 75 weeks. So I rang up this morning thinking I must be pretty close to the top now, only to be told that the waiting list is now up to 84 weeks.
84 weeks you're waiting?
84 weeks.
As a citizen in Northern Ireland, can you tell us what for?
I have severe shoulder pain. I've actually hardly had a night's sleep at all for months. Shoulder and neck pain.
84 weeks?
84 weeks. And every time I ring up, I keep shifting a goalpost.
What do you say to these politicians?
I couldn't put it on air. I think it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, they spend more time talking about prices of cups of coffee and what they're going to sing on the bus to Dublin. You know, they need to get their act together and bloody well do something for the people of Northern Ireland.
And Roy in East Belfast, your brother Roy, had a heart attack. Morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
How long has your brother been waiting to see a cardiologist?
Well, he had the heart attack in July of this year, 4 days on his holiday. And when he got the Kaplan for a month, because the directors over there at the hospital said to his wife, who is an ex-nurse, that the state of your own health service, if we send him home, we'd probably not even get a bed. So we'll do his treatment here. When he come home, I took him to Dundonald Hospital with all the letters. He had to see a cardiologist within 5 days. He was then told that it would be 4 weeks. After that, he then got a phone call to say it's not... it's going to be 24 weeks before he gets his first cardiologist.
Sorry, he should have been seen. Am I getting this right? You're saying he should have been seen within 5 days.
That's correct.
And he's waiting 24 weeks?
It's going to be 24 weeks.
That could not be true.
That's honest, Stephen.
Should have been seen 5 days, and you're saying he's waiting 24 weeks?
It is going to be 24 weeks before he gets his first appointment with a cardiologist.
Well, do you know what I'm going to do, Roy? We'll get the team to talk to you behind the scenes and we will pursue that case and right. We will look into it. My right. goodness, my goodness. How's your brother feeling about that?
Well,
sitting waiting that long.
The best about it, Stephen, in between time he had a bad kidney infection in which he was taken to Dundonald again and he was in for 4 days. I think that would have been an opportunity there for him to see a cardiologist while he was there for the 4 days. But no, it's going to be 24 weeks before he gets his first. And this is all because of these ones up on the hill.
And Ned in West Belfast, morning to you, Ned.
Hello, Stephen.
Tell me about your granddaughter.
My granddaughter, since Christmas, she's been taking fainting fits. They thought it was epilepsy. But to cut the story short, she's going to have to wait for... near 2 years before she get an EEG or what have you to find out what exactly is wrong with her. So the daughter and the son-in-law decided to go private. But then less than a month, she was in RVH.
Yeah.
She got the EEG done. Why is that? At the moment...
Well, some people would say, Ned, that is because we now have a two-tier health system in Northern Ireland, where if you're working class, you sit at the bottom of a waiting list, and if you've got money, you can get seen to right away. You can get treated right away. In other words, the haves and the have-nots.
Well, Stephen, in my opinion, I can't wait for the next election, because I'll go out and I'll spoil my vote. And that's my advice to anybody. These politicians, I wouldn't trust them to go to the shop for